Welcome to the March 14th, 2024 episode of the Go Fast and Win podcast, powered by The Sharp Plays. Well, the madness is upon us. Conference tournament action is getting hot and heavy, and with it brings a ton of public money into these NCAA basketball betting markets. Conference tournament games typically see public betting volume that is 5 to 10 times or more the volume that you see from the public on a normal regular season game. The good of all this public money into the market, dump money as it is known, is that it pushes prices and sets up some great values for the sharp money to attack. This sort of public sharp dynamic happens in every postseason for every sport. It is why the Bulls in college football, March for college basketball, the playoffs for other sports, or major tournaments in soccer or tennis see such incredible sharp performance. However, it isn't just printing money for the sharps from beginning to end in the postseason and these various special events. The public will always get theirs as well. If the public didn't have their own hot runs, they'd stop betting. So the public has to get a little along the way too. It's just that the sharps and the books will have the last laugh when the dust settles. So, be ready for the public to get hot, very hot at times this March. 2 years ago, the public absolutely killed it in the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament, riding some trendy dogs and massive favorites. Many of those trendy dogs winning outright for juicy moneyline prices and filling up the public bankroll coffers with some serious cash to wager as the rounds went along. What happened? In the Elite Eight on out, the public kept pressing as they always do, and the public got destroyed. Literally, the public went in hard, lost almost every single bet from the Elite Eight on out that they were heavy on, and when the dust settled, the sharps had made money, the books had made money, and the public had lost money. Not to mention that year, it was capped off by the lone sharp futures ticket that I covered in TSP Live of Kansas plus 1,000 coming through for the win. A nice little cherry on top for everyone who was patient and able to weather the public storm along the way. So be aware that the public will absolutely get a run this March. Possibly two, maybe even three, depends on the size. Perhaps it is going on right now as some trendy dogs have not just been covering, but winning outright by a mile in the conference tournaments. It's at these times when the public sees success that you need to bet smart and bet tight. The sharps will absolutely get theirs, but if you blow up your bankroll pressing and chasing against the public run, you will never be there to be printing money when the sharps get their runs too. So keep it tight, bet smart, be disciplined. Each of the last 4 years since paid content launched in TSP Live, which, by the way, you can sign up for by visiting tsp.live and clicking on the subscribe link in the website menu. Each of the last 4 years in TSP Live and the free content on Twitter and Telegram have provided a healthy profit. However, a couple of those were not pretty and required some serious patience, something few gamblers seem to have. Those that did have the patience enjoyed a nice profit when the nets were cut down on Championship Monday. So let's do it again this year. Let's be smart, let's grind it out, and let's make a nice profit come Championship Monday. In today's action, the bonus Go Fast and Win portfolio action released publicly first here on the podcast will be on Seton Hall in St. John's over 143 for 0.11 units. It's a 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time start, so don't delay. Seton Hall, St. John's, over 143 for 0.11 units. The total is seeing counterbuying, and that has been a very good angle in recent weeks. Counterbuying is similar to a head fake, just not as aggressive, and it's where sharps bet one side for a small bout and then come back for a larger wager on the other side. In this case, they were betting the under in the Seton Hall game and then hit the over harder when limits went out. So 0.11 units on Seton Hall, St. John's, over 143. That'll do it for me on this episode of the Go Fast and Win podcast. Good luck out there, and I will see you back here next week for another episode.